Alright guys, welcome back to Tame the Bowl. Leo Weston here, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's always trying to push our buttons. Today's topic is something we all need a little more of. Self-compassion. You know, that thing where you treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a close friend? It's surprisingly tough for a lot of us. We tend to be our own harshest critics, right? But listen, I'm here to tell you that being kind to yourself isn't just a feel-good notion. It's seriously good for your mental and emotional well-being. Think about it. When was the last time you really let yourself off the hook after messing up? Maybe not often, huh? We all slip up sometimes. It's part of being human. But how we handle those slips, that's what makes a difference. So, grab your coffee, get comfy, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways for practicing self-compassion like a boss. First off, acknowledging your struggles is a strength, not a weakness. Ever feel like you're the only one who can't seem to get it all together? You know that feeling when everyone else seems so effortlessly cool and collected? Well, newsflash, they're probably just as stressed out as you are, but they're better at hiding it. Recognizing your challenges is the first step towards finding solutions. Don't beat yourself up for not being perfect. Strive to be better, but remember that progress isn't always linear. Next up, talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Imagine your best bud is going through a rough patch. What would you say? Probably something encouraging and supportive, right? Now, turn that same level of kindness towards yourself. Ditch the negative self-talk. It's not doing you any favors. When those critical thoughts creep in, challenge them with positive affirmations. Remember, you deserve your own love and support. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, though that can be helpful. It's simply about being present in the moment. When you find yourself spiraling into stress or anxiety, take a deep breath and focus on your surroundings. What do you see, hear, smell? Grounding yourself in the present can help calm your mind and bring clarity. Fourthly, don't compare yourself to others. It's like comparing apples and oranges. Everyone's journey is different. Social media often creates this illusion of perfection, but behind those filtered photos are real people with their own struggles. Focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and remember that you're doing great just by showing up each day. Finally, be patient with yourself. Building self-compassion takes time and practice. It's not a switch you can flip overnight. There will be days when you slip back into old patterns of negativity. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, forgive yourself, and keep moving forward. Remember, you're human, and that means you're perfectly imperfect. Let me tell you about a time this really hit home for me. I was working on this big project, deadlines were looming, stress levels were through the roof, and I was basically running on fumes. One evening, after a particularly frustrating day, I caught myself muttering some pretty harsh things to myself in the mirror. And then it hit me. I would never speak to a friend like that. That's when I decided to consciously shift my mindset. Instead of dwelling on the mistakes, I started focusing on what I had accomplished and celebrating small victories. I practiced mindfulness throughout the day, took breaks to recharge, and reminded myself that I was doing the best I could. It wasn't easy, but it made a world of difference. So, remember guys, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer your dearest friend. Forgive your mistakes, celebrate your wins, and be patient with yourself along the way. This journey of self-compassion is worth every step. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Tame the Bull. New episodes every day to help you navigate the bull by the horns. See ya tomorrow.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.